Campaign 2021 on WTOP. Some debates are yawners and some kind of keep you at the edge of your seat. Last night's face-off between Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin was closer to the edge of your seat. It was heard live on WTOP. The men who are hoping to be Virginia's next governor did not hold back as they traded accusations and warnings of a dim future should the other guy be elected.
Terry, I know you don't understand revenues and expenses. You have no idea what you're talking about, Terry. Revenues and expenses, I know, are hard for you. I know they are.
That's what I talked about.
I know they're hard for you.
That's why you got tossed out of your firm.
But at the end of the day, Terry, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
By the way, the Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce is not endorsing a candidate in the race for governor, lieutenant governor, or attorney general. Polls show the governor's race remains tight, and now we're learning the White House is getting quite nervous about a loss by McAuliffe, fearing it will take many other Democrats, maybe even the president, down with it. Maya King covers national politics for Politico, joining us live right now. Maya, besides biting their nails, what are the folks in the Biden administration doing to try to shore up McAuliffe's fortunes?
Well, right now, I mean, they're making calls, of course, staying in constant communication between the McAuliffe campaign and the White House to make sure that they're all on one accord. And I think really what Democrats are aiming to do now is gin up turnout. That's what they know will decide this election. Many officials that me and my colleagues have spoken with have maintained that they knew that this race would be tight. But looking at these numbers now, they're starting to get extremely nervous, more so than they did before. And what they know is Virginia went for President Biden by about 10 points in 2020. And so if those same voters who supported him last November will support Terry McAuliffe next month, they'll be willing, I think they're pretty confident that they'll be willing to pull off this win. But really what they're trying to do now is make sure that there is the same level of enthusiasm among their voters and their supporters to actually make that happen.
While the administration is worried about a political catastrophe if McAuliffe loses, has it considered that really all of President Biden's problems from Afghanistan to COVID are actually weighing on McAuliffe's campaign?
Well, that's the biggest part of this, is that these national issues that Biden is dealing with that really have a big impact on public opinion, as you pointed out, the Afghanistan withdrawal, rising prices due to inflation, a number of issues that we're seeing on the Hill right now being battled out just on TV constantly. I mean, these are the things that voters are looking at, and these are the things that the White House is paying attention to, and these are the things that the McAuliffe campaign is really paying attention to now to make sure that it's not an anchor on this campaign. And so it's also, on the flip side, something that Youngkin and a number of Republicans in and outside of Virginia are saying will bolster their chances in November, that Biden's increased unpopularity or his sinking approval ratings are something that could actually work in their favor, making the argument to me and many other reporters that this is what will at least keep Democrats home and get Republicans more excited and independent voters more excited to actually go to the polls and vote for Youngkin and support him.
But as far as the governor's race is concerned, it kind of reminds me of the 2016 presidential election when you had Hillary Clinton going against Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton was a been there, done that kind of candidate. And kind of Terry McAuliffe is the same. So is he kind of suffering from that same been there, done that vibe that maybe is hurting him?
Well, I'm not sure if that's quite it, because a lot of people who know McAuliffe really do like him and have had a lot of positive things to say about his tenure as governor in his first term. I think that really what a lot of people are pointing to, and a lot of the folks who people see, rightfully so, as the standard bearer for the Democratic Party right now, is Joe Biden. And that's why you have McAuliffe allies, McAuliffe aides, and even Terry McAuliffe himself making calls to the White House and encouraging Democrats at the top, the very, very top, to kind of get their act together, not just in our reporting, but even in our competitors. This is something that is causing a lot of people to really point to the White House to say, not only do you have to pass your agenda, but make sure that your approval ratings and how you're appealing to voters, this is what still matters. The election for 2022 and even for 2024, it starts now and it starts in Virginia.
Maya, thank you very much. Always great to hear from you.
Thanks for having me.
Maya King covering national politics for Politico. A lot of sweating going on at the White House now with concerns that Terry McAuliffe may not win that governor's race in November in Virginia. Stay close to WTOP, your campaign source.